The 1-2 Jags back to work Wednesday afternoon. Divisional play about to begin. The Jags visit Lucas Oil Stadium and the Colts this Sunday. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick with you. Jaguars back to work, trying to move past that Patriots game last week and move forward. Everything is still out in front for this Jaguars team. Every team in the division is 1-2 headed into week 4, and the Jags could get a leg up on the perennial powerhouse of the AFC South, the Colts, with a positive result this week. And though the approach shouldn't change from week to week for quarterback Blake Bortles, he knows the stakes are a little higher when playing inside the division.
Take every game, you know, I think with the same approach, but obviously when you get inside your division and start divisional play, you know, I think, you know, the ante gets upped a little bit, you know, because they mean a little bit more. You know, not to say that, you know, no game is more important than the other, but it is a divisional game and we understand that.
And for an offense looking for a little consistency, they could use a guy like Julius Thomas. He spoke with the media today. He was limited again today at practice, trying to come back from that hand fracture from the preseason. This was the original projected week for his return. No word on whether that will be the case, but Thomas is itching to contribute.
The goal is to be ready. You know, being able to luckily have an upper extremity injury, you know, I'll be able to stay sharp, stay running routes, stay participating with the guys. And then when they do give me the you're ready to go, you know, it's not going to be a process of now build your way back into it and work through it. It's going to be, is you ready to go? All right, throw him his jersey.
Other notes from Wednesday, left tackle Luke Jokel working out today, looking to get back in the lineup after that ankle sprain. Safety Jonathan Cyprian also on the field, confident he'll be able to roll this week after the calf injury. And the Jags pass rush could get a boost. Leo and Andre Branch working out, trying to bounce back from a preseason knee sprain. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. We mentioned those last few guys. Add Grotz to that list. He got a little work today, too. So all of a sudden, the Jags are looking a little healthier.
Well, certainly when you're at practice and you see Branch and you see Jokel out there warming up and you think they're going to get in there, you know, who knows how much individual impact three sacks for Andre Branch, probably not on Sunday. But to get guys back who are supposed to be in your starting lineup, who are comfortable with the assignments, who have been there, can't be a bad thing because this team's really been beat up.
Team needs to find some consistency on offense. We heard from Blake Bortles today. How does he do that?
He gets better, and that means, I think, getting more accurate, and it means doing some of the things that you saw in preseason in week 2. It's been like this for Blake so far, and that's expected for a young quarterback, but at some point, 17th start coming up. At some point, it's got to get to the point where you see more consistency all the time. Tough to match Andrew Luck this weekend, but that's what he's got to try to do.
A guy that could help him with a little bit of that consistency would be Julius Thomas. He hasn't played yet, but he did speak today. What did you gather from Julius?
Well, it was news when he talked, because he hasn't talked in a little while, right. And he had his reevaluation this week. Still no update, still no firm date. He's frustrated. He wants to be out there. You get the idea it'll be a couple of weeks. But as with Marquise Lee, it's still sort of an up-in-the-air feel with Julius Thomas. I don't expect it this week. We'll see. But they certainly need that because those two guys, boy, they would add an element to this offense that you need right now.
Jags are going to Lucas Oil Stadium, and in recent history, that's where this division starts. You have to go through Lucas Oil Stadium to win it.
Well, recent and past and a long time ago, right. Next three games, even more than Sunday, the next three games – this team's playing a series of teams that are a total of 3-6. You've got to come out that playing well with a couple of victories and get back here at around the bye, 3-4, 3-3, some way though.
Well done, John. Hey, we're past the Patriots game.
We are past that. Moving forward.
Moving forward. The Jags move forward this week. They'll be back on the field tomorrow. All the post-practice coverage right here. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.